With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Evan Brown from Fox News Radio joins us this morning with all of the latest updates. Evan, thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for being with us. So what are the latest developments? We know about the general facts of the incident, but what are the latest facts in terms of this morning's occurrence?
Well, the latest facts really are that someone who we have now identified as his name is Darryl Brooks, Darryl E. Brooks, 39 years old, drove a car at a high rate of speed through the crowd at this parade in Waukesha, injuring a significant number of people, more than 40, killing at least five. There are 18 children who are at Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Milwaukee, which is nearby. They have varying levels of injuries, some very serious, and many of them have needed surgeries either yesterday or today. We are expecting to hear from police a little later this afternoon, and I suspect that they will announce charges against this man, Darryl Brooks. But as of now, that's where we are. And, you know, that kind of simplifies things. But this has completely rocked the town of Waukesha. It's an incredibly scary thing. It could be any town USA. How many Yes. of these towns have a parade for a holiday, whether it's July 4th or the Christmas time or whatever the case may be, where people just go and it's their kid in the marching band from the high school or whatever the case is. Maybe it's their senior citizen relative marching along for whatever, all these groups that will march in the local parades. It's incredibly scary. It's frightening. And this is something that was just unimaginable for so many people. Perhaps it was imaginable for some, but for so many, it was unimaginable.
Exactly. We're talking to Evan Brown with Fox News Radio, and what do we know about the apparent alleged suspect, Darryl Brooks? What do we know about his background?
We know that he has an extensive criminal history and that he was just recently bailed out of prison or jail a few days before this. And now you can find this stuff online if you want, but you know, not everything we have confirmed yet. But there's a lot of complaints towards the district attorney in Milwaukee, who had previously been in support of reduced bail and easier bail and things like that. And this is someone who had a long rap sheet of domestic violence and other violent crimes for which he's been convicted. And why exactly he did this yesterday, I couldn't tell you. Maybe police will offer some more theories on it later. But if you look at the videos, and there are so many videos, we have so many cameras in every community now, right? Whether they're fixed cameras from security systems or whatnot, or people out of the parade with their phones out trying to record their kid or their grandparent marching in the parade. There are so many recordings of what happened. He's driving very quickly. There's no attempt to slow down. He hits into a group of people and keeps going, hits into another group of people, keeps going. We've had other incidences like this where a car hits a group of people, and often it's an accident, and the person gets out of the car, goes, oh, my gosh, what happened? What did I do? What, you know, get help, let me help. That didn't happen here.
Not at all.
You know, I'm here in South Florida. We had an incident this year at a gay pride parade where someone hit the crowd, and it was a horrible thing. The blame started flying right away, even from elected officials blaming Trump voters. As it turned out, it was a elderly man who happened to be gay, who was a volunteer in the parade to drive one of the parade vehicles, and something happened, lost control of the car, and it lurched forward. It was an accident, a horrible thing, and I'm sure he's being held accountable, but it was an accident.
Correct.
This does not appear to be the same thing.
No.
Not from how it looks on the video.
No, we're talking to Eben Brown with Fox News Radio. One thing that I think is interesting and wasn't lost on me this morning when I heard this story, Eben, and that is that today is the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And one may say, what do those two incidents have in common? But my mind went to the Zapruder film and how the Zapruder film was really the only evidence. It was grainy. It was from a distance. It was been analyzed.
And a short runtime.
And it's been analyzed more than any video clip in history. And yet, whether we're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse or whether we're looking at this incident from Waukesha, video is now ubiquitous.
It's everywhere. There's people who and look, we have a full-on TV studio in our pocket, you know. In fact, I have two phones, so I have two of them with me, right? So,
yeah, what would Zapruder think today if he would have had access to this?
That's it. I mean, you know, his little, was it Super 8 or something
that he had?
You know, one of those, was it Super 8 where you had the film camera? My grandfather had one of those Super 8 cameras. He was very proud of it. He also spent a lot of money on a treated projector screen. Don't touch the screen. We could never touch the screen. It was treated with chemicals or something. I don't know.
It was. My dad had the same one, yes.
There you go, right? So anyhow, but yes, I mean, that's a great comparison because those videos from last night are the, you know, the high tech Zapruder films. It's evidence, you know, and certainly, it wasn't a presidential assassination, of course, but this is absolutely horrific what happened last night. It's going to leave a horrendous mark on this community and the people who were there, and no one is going to forget this very easily. And how could they when there's all this video?
Have you been given any indication or have you noted any indication from Waukesha police officials about when they will be coming forth with additional evidence, perhaps confirming Daryl Brooks' identity?
I'm told to expect an announcement early this afternoon. It may be at the next, 45 minutes or so from now, but you know, we'll see how that goes. Sometimes these things shift in their time, depending on whatever. So, but I suspect that we will hear today more about this. I suspect that charges will be, if this is in fact the guy, I suspect charges will be filed today.
Very good. And we know that you will be on top of it. Eben Brown with Fox News Radio. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.